Five, four, three, two, go ahead.
Pedro, welcome to the studio. You're a professional researcher on language.
That's right. Thank you for inviting me to your program.
And you're working at you're studying at NHOH.
That's right.
In Bergen. And what are you finding concerning business language?
Okay, my research has to do with the words that appeared in free trade agreements. You know that the products that we buy in the supermarket come from different countries, whether it is avocados from Peru, or Chilean or Norwegian salmon, or Colombian bananas. All of this has it's subject to free trade negotiations. So my subject of study has to do with how the words that are used in those special documents can affect the economy of countries, because they involve many different countries, and you know that words, for example, in English or Spanish from America or Europe, have differences. So I'm going to study this with some computational models.
So you're saying also that maybe some translators should be more aware of how they translate agreements and thinking about the consequences in the words they choose when they translate the agreements. That's really important, isn't it?
Sure, it is really important. It's definite for the economy of the country or that is involved in this free trade agreement, and it can have positive or negative consequences.
Can you please give me an example of a crucial word that can have consequences? Crucial word from a contract?
Okay, for example, subsidy, it can have a different meaning for Norwegians than it has for Latin Americans or for the European Union or for the United States, because they use the same word, but the concept behind this idea, this label, might not be the same.
What might be the difference?
It has to do with the regulation or the presence of the state on a certain field of economic activity. So in some countries, the government subsidizes more than in others. So this has to be like regulated in the terms of vocabulary in the dictionaries that are produced for this type of agreements.
So we will now get a new dictionary of business language, right?
Yeah, this could be an application, a new dictionary with updated meanings and comparing the use of words in America and in Europe.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.